Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com, and thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog. And here we go with the New International Version from the book, not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, and that would be So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Specht, the 20th century English versions of the Bible. None of these versions are the Bible. They're not the Bible, okay? They're not of any Bible. They're translations where they made up stuff, and we're going to find out more about the NIV today. So, the governing body of the project consists of 15 members, most of whom are well-known biblical specialists in the USA. The executive secretary of this committee, until his untimely death in 1980, was Dr. Edwin H. Palmer. Okay, his successor is Dr. Kenneth Barker, who is also the secretary of the Committee for Bible Translation of the New York International Bible Society. Okay, so let's take a look at Kenneth Barker a little more. He actually put out a book called, and you should get it so you can defend the NIV if anybody has an issue with you talking about it. The NIV, The Making of a Contemporary Translation, Kenneth L. Barker, okay? On page 40, he says this, dynamic equivalence. If a point of scripture can be satisfied better by a more general, meaningful equivalent rather than the specific term used in the original text, the equivalent appears in the text and the literal wording in the footnote. For instance, the widow's two lepta would be somewhat meaningless to most readers, but two very small copper coins conveys the point of the remark by our Lord quite clearly. Luke 21:2, Greek, two lepta. Okay, so we know there's no original text, and a dynamic equivalent of scripture that can be satisfied better than God's words on the page, that is what the New International Version is. It's a dynamic equivalent of whatever Greek text they used. And what's amazing about the Greek text and or the Hebrew text that they use is they don't compare scripture with scripture like the King James translators did. Okay, so when they take Son of a God out of a Greek text like they did the New American Standard and put it in their translation, and then they tell you it's from the Greek text. But why would you take a Greek text that is clearly a mistake? No different than calling Jesus Christ the morning star, or I'm sorry, yeah, the day star, when, as a matter of fact, the day star is Lucifer in the Bible when you compare scripture for scripture. But when you take, like I said, the wrong Greek text and put it in your translation, son of a God, or calling Jesus Christ the day star when it's actually Lucifer, it's because they fail to check out scripture with scripture.